Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. This is Nick Baker. You're listening to Become More Than I Am Now. Having to cancel for today. It's okay because I have a message for Fighting the Enemy Part 2. I know a lot of you who are in the middle of struggling and in a spiritual battle. Well, this week we was talking about spiritual battles and how the church is not talking about how to prepare yourselves for a battle against the enemy. And I have a New Testament Bible that I got last night from the National Night Out. It was a crusade. The website park was packed. And I want to thank you all who came last night, who live locally, for coming out to the crusade. And it was a lot of fun. I have to say, I forgot all about it until the boss lady told me about it. Had to remind me about the crusade. And I didn't know her band was going to be there last night. It's called the Boom Street Band. You could check them out at the Druze Methodist Church right here in Port Travis. I think that's Front Street, I believe. Check them out. There are concerts coming up in November. I don't know when in November. I have to talk to Noel and get information. And also, the church has a couple events coming up. We are in the middle of a church plant, and I want to thank you all who are members of Become More Than I Am Now Ministries. I want to thank you for that and for joining. We started off with 244 members, and now there's 245 members of Great Faith Church, and I thank you for that. Well, what I want to turn in our Bibles, if you have a New Testament Bible or any Bible, I want to read out of Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, and I want you to focus on what I'm going to be saying. Hebrews, chapter 11, and we're going to start off with verse 1. It says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of the of old received their commendation. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible, but faith. Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commanded as righteous. God commanded him by accepting his gifts. That means Cain was jealous. God commanded him by accepting his gifts. And through his faith, though he died, and still speaks, by faith Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death. And he was not found because God had taken him. Now before he was taken, he was commanded as have pleased God. So Enoch was a pleaser of God. I know a lot of you who are pleasers and try to make everybody happy, but you can't make everybody happy but yourself. And what I'm reading from the scriptures in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, even Greg Laurie talked about this, but how can you fight the enemy? And I know a lot of you who listen to a lot of negative comments about you behind your back. And it's important to see what God has in stores and have him help you overcome the challenges that you face. And we do face challenges. And like what I said on TV 2 months ago, was that we are lost and we don't know why we are lost. Because, yes, I have said this back in May, actually last month, actually we are in August, but back in June, I talked about why are we lost? And why is the enemy trying to destroy our relationships? But how can we protect our relationship? But Abel had a relationship with God, and Cain got jealous, and he killed him. He murdered his own brother in cold blood. And God said, "Cain, where's Abel?" "I don't know." He lied. But he said, "You killed your brother, but his blood speaks." Any blood historically speaks. Like Jesus, when he was being was tortured, had his back whipped open by a whip, but his blood speaks. If you listen to the blood, you would see how to overcome your challenges. Because the blood is going to guide you. Because it's just like a northern star, how the wise men found Jesus on the day he was born. But there are angels that are coming in front of you, and you don't know why that angel is in front of you. because God puts angels in your path for a reason. Why did he put one in my path? It's because I am fighting an enemy that's more powerful than me, more powerful than Jesus, and God himself. And you are in the middle of a spiritual battle. And you have to focus on how to defeat the enemy, how to put the enemy in its place, and how to build a stronger relationship, how to make your relationship stronger than it is today. And I've said it before, and I am still in the process of my teaching series, The Purpose of a Relationship. And I'm not going to wrap it up until two years. And the year of 2020 is when I'm going to wrap it up. Well, actually 2019, I'm going to wrap it up. But I want you to see what God has planned, has in store for you. And knowing how much you are trying to overcome the fear, and you go, oh my God, I'm stuck, I'm lost. How can I overcome my challenges? I have the enemies trying to take control of me, and I don't know how to fight him. But you, how to fight him? It's going through the scriptures, and the word of God is going to help you defeat the enemy. Because the enemy doesn't know that he's a defeated foe. But he is a defeated foe. And you are a victor, not a victim, you're a victor. The victory is going to be in your hands. No matter what, the victory is going to be in your hands. Because I know, you heard me preach this before on the radio and on TV and my live stream, because we're going to be live streaming soon. But we have to focus on the enemy. Look at Donald Trump. How Lucifer is trying to destroy him. And how Lucifer is trying to have him assassinated and removed from office completely. Because there are falsely accusing him for having Russia intervene with the 2016 presidential election so that crooked Hillary Clinton can't get in. The Democrats are demon-possessed. And those liberals are saying that, oh, he's demon-possessed. He's not demon-possessed. He is the man of God who's trying to do the work of God to fix our country. And Bill de Blasio, last month, had the nerve to go to Germany to protest against the president of the United States of America. And yes, I know you're listening to me, but Mayor de Blasio, you're a sick-minded fool who don't care about anybody but yourself. That's what I said last month in my YouTube video. I did not wear my Boy Scout uniform for nothing. Where is the American Red Cross? Where is the Christian organizations that call themselves Christian organizations to go to Haiti, protect and take care of the orphans? But the American Red Cross is a so-called a Christian organization to donate blood, get blood from people who are willing to donate stupid mistake, not me, on my part. Where is the American Red Cross? Where is the Christian organization, so-called Christian organization? But they are worshiping Satan. The Catholic organization trying to have people donate money to them, to their organization, but they don't give back to the community. They don't send it overseas. They keep the money for themselves, sticking in their pockets. For what? It's not for the church. Not for the victims of Haiti. Not the victims of Hurricane Sandy. But to them. Pope Francis is the most crooked person, the most evil person out there. And yes, Ray Gallo said that last week on the show, on the last episode, how evil Pope Francis is and how evil the Catholic Church is. They call themselves the church. Christians. They're not even Christians. All they do is badmouth people. Not give back to the community, like the veterans and those who are in need. The orphans. Where's the money going to? Not to the orphans and widows. Not to the victims of Haiti. Where, and I donated blood to American Red Cross, and they don't even transplant it into somebody else's body that needs it? Christians. Ladies and gentlemen, I am begging you to start your own medical organization. I want you to be like Gary Haven, how he has his own medical organization. He has his own plane. He has his own medical equipment. He went to Haiti to take care of them. But where is the Christian organizations nowadays? Where's the church? That was the American Red Cross. Catholic Charities. Where's Catholic Charities? Where are they? The Catholic Charity says donate, and you donate your money. Bad mistake on your part. The money's not going to the victims of Haiti, the orphans and widows, the drug addicts. They say that it's a drug we have. They're lying to you. If you have a drug problem, go to a real church, not Catholic Charities. Big stirs all the drug addicts that go there, try to get help, and they fall backwards, not forwards. They don't, Catholic Charities don't lead the drug addict or the alcoholic to Christ. They send them down the wrong path. That's why I recommend you, evangelist, all of the evangelicals who are listening right now, I'm not bad-mouthing anybody. I'm not bad-mouthing Catholic Charities. But they are stealing your money. They're crooked. They're thieves. They say that they're drug we have. They're not. If you want a real Christian rehab center for your drug addiction or alcohol addiction, there's a rehab center right here in Port Jervis, right in Deer Park. It's called Sponsors Corner. They are the real church. Drug and alcohol rehab center. If you live here locally in the Orange County area, Sponsors Corner is the best place to go to for help. Don't go to Catholic Charities. Go find a rehab center that is affiliated with the Baptist Church, the Presbyterian Church, or Lutheran. I don't have any problems with the Lutherans, but the Catholics. I have a problem with the Catholics. And I'm going to be talking about this for the past couple weeks. And this is going to be a five-part series. And I recommend you to listen to it. And I want you to ask yourself, what is the best path for me to go to in need? Nick, I have a drug addiction. Where should I go? Well, talk to your pastor. Your pastor is the only place, the only person to go to. Don't go to a priest. The priest is going to brainwash you. He's not going to tell you the truth. He's not going to give you answers you need. Your pastor is going to give you what you need. He's going to tell you the truth. Whoever lives here locally in the Port Jervis, Deer Park area, Dave Hansen is the best person to talk to. Because he's been in your shoes before. And his number is on the bottom of the screen. 845-775-7276. And that's his number. And feel free to call him. Because, like what I said, do not talk to a priest. Do not go to Catholic Charities. Go to a local church. Talk to a local pastor. I don't care if it's Dave Hansen, Tom Morrison. I don't care who it is. Those who live in Arizona, talk to Pastor Mark. He lives in California. Talk to Greg Laurie. Or whoever lives in North Carolina. Talk to Franklin Graham, Billy Graham. Anybody. Anybody who is a recovering alcoholic, drug addict, talk to them. A priest is not going to talk to you. They don't know what you've been through. They haven't been drug addicts. Well, actually they are, but not recovering. They're not recovering alcoholics. They still are alcoholics. They say that they used to be child sex offender. They still are a sex offender. They say, oh, I used to do pornography. They still do pornography. Look at the website of the Catholic Church. How many pornography is on their website? The Catholic Church is a fake church. They're not Christians. They call themselves Christians, but the question is, why is there pornography on their website? Why is there pictures of naked children, naked men and women on their walls? Why does the Catholic Church have a porn picture in their church? Why is that? Pope Francis was supposed to come into office after he was elected Pope to get rid of pornography. But did he? No, he hasn't. He hasn't got rid of pornography. Why? Because he's saying himself. He's looking for himself. He's demon-possessed. The Vatican is is the dark evil man on earth, and I recommend you to get the Modern Day Bible when it comes out. And Nulu Function is the company that's going to be publishing my book. And it's, the subtitle is what I am talking about right now, naming it after the series, Fighting the Enemy. The Modern Day Bible, subtitle, Fighting the Enemy. That's the subtitle of this book. Fighting the Enemy. And I know whoever is listening right now and you want to get right with God, have a good relationship with Him, I recommend you to pray this prayer with me. To just say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I ask that you come into my life, come into my heart, come into my relationship. Make me whole with you, then you are whole with your Father. Take away my sins. Take away my fear. In Jesus' name, amen. If you pray that prayer, you are a born-again Christian. And I say, welcome to the family of God. And I'm going to pray for you. And there's a woman, Nan, who's a listener of this broadcast, and a listener of Caleb as well. And also, there's a lot of people who are in need of prayer, who are listening, and I want to pray for you right now. And I'll keep my buddy Darren Lester in prayer as he's watching his all in all fade away on her deathbed slowly. And pray for Marty Griffone. Whoever knows Marty, Reverend Griffone is going through a rough time. And pray for him. I have 2 minutes left. And I'm going to pray right now. Father, I thank you this morning for the opportunity to preach about fighting the enemy. And I know there are a lot of people who are addicted to pornography and drugs and alcohol. Ask that you heal them. Well, Father, I lift up Darren Lester to you as he's trying to keep his mother-in-law alive. And I want her to get to know you and get to know Jesus, Father. And I thank you for sending Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. Well, Father, I lift up Marty Cuffone as he's preparing for open house this Sunday to say goodbye to Maxine as she's dying from medical condition. Thank you, and Father, I lift up Noel and other people who have a seizure disorder. I thank you in the place in Jesus' name. I pray, amen. Well, friends, I'm out of time. And remember to keep strength, keep faith, love God. God bless, and I'll see you next time.